This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims to have captured a village in eastern Ukraine as part of its intense months-long push towards the city of Bakhmut, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the village of Klishivka, which is located about 5 miles south of Bakhmut, had been liberated. The claim couldn't be independently verified, and Ukrainian officials have made no immediate comment on it. Taking Klishivka, however, would be only a minor breakthrough, but the Kremlin is hungry for good news from its battlefield after months of setbacks. Bakhmut, on the other hand, would be a bigger prize. It could allow Russia to disrupt Ukrainian supply lines in the east and threaten other Ukrainian-held cities in the surrounding Donetsk region. I'm Charles de la Desma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Friday countries backing Ukraine need to focus not only on sending new weapons to Kyiv, but looking at ammunition for older systems and helping to maintain them.
We need to not only focus on new platforms, but also to ensure that all the platforms which are already there can function as they should.
NATO and defense leaders from about 50 countries met at Ramstein Air Base, the latest arms pledging conference since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 11 months ago. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Friday touted the fruits of a new, quote-unquote, mutually beneficial economic strategy towards Africa, contrasting the damage caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's practices, saying, quote, the United States is all in on Africa and all in with Africa, she said during a visit to Senegal, part of a push by President Joe Biden's administrations to boost relations with the continent. This is VOA News. Somalia's government and Al-Qaeda-linked fighters are both claiming more than 100 people were killed in their deadliest battle since the government launched a major military offensive against the extremists in August. The government asserted that more than 100 Al-Shabaab extremists died early Friday after they attacked a Somali National Army base that was recently retaken from the fighters' control. The government said 7 soldiers were killed in the quote-unquote intense attack, but that the military remained in control of the base. Trains and buses across China were packed for one of the busiest days of travel in years on Friday, feeding fears of new surges and a raging COVID-19 outbreak that officials say has hit its peak. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
It comes as China reported a large jump in hospitalizations in the week through to January 15th. To the highest since the pandemic began, according to a report published by the World Health Organization on Thursday. Hospitalizations rose by 70% on the previous week to 63,307, according to the WHO, citing data submitted by Beijing. The same day, state media quoted Vice Premier Sun Chanlan as saying the virus was at a relatively low level, and health officials said the number of COVID patients in hospital and with critical conditions was on the decline.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Health authorities in Nigeria have confirmed an outbreak of diphtheria, with 25 people, mostly children, killed in the north central Kano state alone. It's still unknown the total number of confirmed cases or deaths related to the disease across Nigeria, but authorities in Kano said more than 70 suspected cases have been recorded in the state. Injured American football player DeMar Hamlin has a long road to recovery after the Buffalo Bills defensive back collapsed on the field and went into cardiac arrest on January 2nd. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hamlin's marketing representative Jordan Rooney tells the Associated Press that Hamlin still requires oxygen and that his heart is monitored regularly. Rooney says Hamlin is able to visit the team's facility but, quote, is not in position to travel often and requires additional rest to help his body heal, end quote. Bills coach Sean McDermott said earlier this week that Hamlin is taking a baby step at a time. I'm Donna Warder.
Witnesses in some towns across Ethiopia's Tigray region say troops from neighboring Eritrea have started withdrawing in large convoys. It's a potentially significant development. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.